Life doesn't come with a manual. You can't turn to page 17 and see what you're supposed to do if your unarmed son is shot and killed by a police officer.
Why are you doing what you're doing?
You know, we've always fought for our children. We always have. From the day they were born, we've been fighting for our children. When they've done right and they're being wrongly accused, then we fight for them. We fight for them. Just like they would for us, we'll fight for them.
Dan Henry's son, DJ, a Pace College student from Easton, was shot and killed by a police officer. There are different versions as to what happened. Henry was hoping a Westchester County grand jury would hand up an indictment. That didn't happen. Now the U.S. Justice Department is investigating. What does that mean?
We're hopeful that what it means is that they'll take a look at all of the evidence and through an objective eye determine what's relevant, what's not, and that they'll return an indictment. If they look at what we've looked at, they most certainly would, in our view, return an indictment here.
But if there is no indictment, there's another avenue, a wrongful death lawsuit, which they will file probably this spring because Dan and Angela Henry are not about to let this go away.
Because it's the right thing to do, and we need to get to the truth for our son, and we have to be able to make legislative change to keep this from happening again to other families. We know we're not the first family to be touched by this tragedy, but we want to do what we can to prevent it from happening again.
There's a lot that's out of their control, but there's a lot that's in their control. For example, their desire to keep their son's memory alive has prompted them to start a scholarship fund.
It's the DJ Dream Fund, and it is a fund created to help provide funding for students that want to participate in sports that can't afford the sporting equipment. So we want to be able to provide that for them.
So because of the determination of these parents, a part of their son, the smile, the athletics, the cheers, will stay alive. But the process isn't easy. Not when the life you loved is gone.
It is the most difficult thing that I've ever had to deal with. I miss him every day, and I cry every day for him.
Carl Stevens, WBZ News Radio, 1030.